Welcome to Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
Probably one of the most common observations visitors to Switzerland make is how clean it is. Everything seems so neat and tidy. The streets, even in big cities, are largely free of dirt and litter. But this idyllic picture is somewhat deceiving, because the problem of littering is growing, and it's costing increasing amounts of money to deal with. It's certainly true that compared to many other parts of the world, Switzerland is a very clean country. One can say that keeping things clean and neat has been a traditional part of Swiss culture for generations. It's still very common to see people frequently sweeping their walkways and driveways, and in many cases, even the street in front of their house, sometimes obsessively, I would add. Inside their homes, more and more Swiss have adopted the Oriental custom of removing shoes when entering the house or apartment. In short, the old Puritanic concept of cleanliness is next to godliness is well established and practiced in Switzerland. But unfortunately, like so many other things today, this high standard of tidiness is eroding. For example, as a frequent and regular hiker, I've seen over a relatively short time a disturbing increase in littering in the woods. Every day I see soft drink and beer cans, as well as wine bottles left in the woods, even in this rural Emmental setting. More and more, picnickers are leaving their refuse at a grill site or bench, instead of taking it with them. But while it should be normal practice to look after your own rubbish while out in nature, it would also be helpful for communities to provide more garbage bins to make it easier to do so. This is because many of the offenders are from the cities and don't understand or respect rural customs. Here, there's a lot that could be done. On the other hand, Switzerland is a leader in dealing with dog droppings. Wherever there's a well-frequented dog walking path, there are special disposal containers provided, along with plastic pickup bags. It's all free of charge, and compliance is very good. But it's a different story in the cities, where the fast food culture has taken over, producing a huge amount of refuse in the way of plastic and paper packaging. This is the culture of urban youth, who have not been raised with the old-fashioned notions of cleanliness and tidiness, and may even be revolting against them. Many of them adhere strictly to the just-do-it mentality, and they are. They're just throwing their fast food packaging anywhere they choose. But now the city of Bern has come up with an idea to deal with the problem of fast food refuse, which is costing taxpayers millions a year to clean up. The concept comes from an old Swiss political idea that's known in English as the causative principle. In other words, and in this case, if your business is the cause of the mess, you pay the costs of cleaning it up. In practical terms, this means that fast food establishments will be charged a tax based on the amount of refuse they produce. This may not be a completely Swiss idea, but it's new to Switzerland, and it's receiving a lot of interest and support in other Swiss cities. I, for one, welcome it and hope it succeeds. My only concern is what they're going to do about the growing problem of litter in the woods.
Thank you. Well, to me, that was classic big band music and really professional, too. But the thing is, it was not really performed by professionals. It was performed by the Zurich Airport Orchestra, a big band. And I think you'll agree with me, that was really great music in a fantastic classic style. Who's behind it? Why? Where did it come from? What do they do? Who are these people? Well, we're going to find out because I'm talking to Urs Brütsch, who's a member of the Zurich Airport Orchestra, or Big Band. Urs, welcome to Switzerland in Sound.
Hi, Bob. Hi, everybody.
And, you know, you sent me a CD, which has come out. We want to talk about that later on in the program. Let's go back to the founding of the Zurich Airport Orchestra. That was back in 2003. How did you get started? Why did you get started back then?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 2003 proved to be the most difficult year in the history of Zurich Airport. The demise of the national airline, SARS, and the Iraq war shook the company to its core.
You're talking specifically about the grounding of Swissair, the proud Swiss national airline back in that. It's 10 years already, hard to believe. Those were really bad times for you at the airport.
Yes, and it was at that time that the number of employees came together to form the Zurich Airport Big Band under the motto, Music Unites.
This was kind of collective therapy, I suppose, really.
Absolutely. I mean, aside from its function as an ambassador for Zurich Airport in Switzerland and abroad, it plays also an important role in promoting solidarity and culture among employees at Zurich Airport.
Well, playing music is also a very, very typically Swiss pastime. Every village, you find so many bands, usually brass bands and so on. So this was really a very Swiss phenomenon, and you all got together and decided to play music to forget your troubles. That's basically it, right?
That's basically it, and actually we're very proud that we found the employees from all the different departments at the very beginning. I mean, we had firefighters, we had technicians, people from the cleaning department, but also from the management board. And that's really unique, and still up to now, to my knowledge, it's the only airport big band all over the world.
So you don't have any pilots there. The pilots, that's a separate group. Or do you have pilots?
Yes. Meanwhile, we have attracted other employees from service providers at the airport, but also from airlines. And we do have a pilot from an airline, and we have air hostesses from competing airlines. So we all together, we play music in a very harmonic way.
So you're open to anyone who has anything to do with Zurich Airport, even if they fly in there or maybe
Absolutely.
Have a residence.
It's kind of a microcosm of Zurich Airport. We have employees, but we also have shareholders of the airport. We have people living in the community next to the airport. And our conductor, the band leader, he is actually living just across the border in the southern part of Germany.
Which is about 15 minutes away, I think, from Zurich Airport.
Absolutely.
Very close. So it's also a boy-girl band. You have men and women playing.
Absolutely. And we do have two vocalists in our orchestra, a charming Swiss lady together with a Latin singer coming from Cuba.
Well, that shows you how cosmopolitan Zurich is, and certainly Zurich Airport. What about your own background, Urs? What is your job at the airport?
Well, I joined Zurich Airport 13 years ago. I was in the management team in various functions. The last function I occupied was the International Business Development Department, which took care of all the international engagements. Currently, I'm in a consortium applying for the privatization of a former military airbase in the Greater Zurich area.
Oh, yes. Well, that's a subject which is ongoing around here. So you're on the business side of the airport.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your instrument, incidentally? You're a member of the band. I mean, what do you play?
I play the trumpet, and a side of the trumpet I also used to play the Alphorn, a very typical Swiss instrument.
I dare say. Of course, the trumpet and the Alphorn, I guess the techniques are very similar, aren't they?
Technical-wise, it's very similar. The Alphorn doesn't have any valves, so it's all the natural tones you play. And, of course, the Alphorn you have to play outside in the nature, and it needs to have a nice echo.
So you don't have any valves on the Alphorn. The valves are your own voice and your voice modulation.
Absolutely.
Well, since the founding of the Zurich Airport Orchestra, things have fortunately become much better. The great crisis and trauma back then, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, as we speak, is over. But the band, the orchestra, continues. Are you all completely amateurs still, or is there a commercial aspect to your performances today?
Most of the members are amateurs still, but we have a handful of semi-professionals or professionals, I would say, on the most critical instruments, on the rhythmic instruments like the drum set or the piano or bass.
But do these people still have some loose connection to the airport somehow?
At least they live close to the airport.
That's close enough. They're in earshot. We would say they're in earshot of the airport. They can hear the jets overhead.
Absolutely. And well, they sympathize with the airport.
Of course, the airport is the big, I mean, as a big employer there in Kloten, yes. A suburb of Zurich. I mean, there's no question about it. How would you describe your musical style and your musical focus? Of course, we have to fall back on the fact that you are a big band. I mean, there's no question, as we heard before, that you have the big band sound, which I would say, I'm a musical amateur, but it has its origins in the 40s, maybe the 50s. Is that really the kind of music you're into?
Well, that's certainly one of the focus. I mean, all the Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, you name them. But actually, the speciality of our big band is the variety of the pieces we perform. We do have, which is slightly different to the usual big band setting, we do have flutes in our orchestra.
Which is typically Swiss. I think of the Basel flute tradition, which is very strong.
Yeah, but it really gives an additional flavor to our sound, and that's the reason why we not only play typical swing style music, we also go into funk, into Latin, into rock. Even we play classical music. We have very nice pieces of Johann Sebastian Bach, for example, which you'll also find on the new CD, and this was newly arranged by our band leader especially for our flute.
Yeah, you mentioned the CD, and it has a very appropriate title. It's called Destination Big Band. And on the cover is a picture of all of you assembled there in your white and black uniforms right there at the airport. And 16 cuts. There are 16 titles on this CD. I'll ask you about that in just a moment. You said before that there are no big bands like this anywhere else in the world. You have done a limited tour, haven't you?
Well, yes, we toured a little bit through Switzerland. We would actually like to perform much more, and if you allow me to promote a little bit the orchestra.
Please do.
The orchestra can be engaged anywhere and at any time. We are very flexible, and we'd love to play once abroad. We'll actually have one concert in Germany in end of May in Constance, at Lake Constance, and we'll even perform in June on the peak of the Mount Pilatus in Switzerland, when they celebrate, I think it's 150 years of their cogwheel train. So there are some nice concerts ahead of us, but could be more.
Now let's look at the CD, Urs, Destination Big Band. Is this commercially available, and if so, where can people get it?
The CD is commercially available. You'll find it at the airport, for example, or you'll find them on all the online CD or music stores such as iTunes, Amazon, and all the other ones.
Well, that name again is Destination. That's an easy one. That's an English word. It's also German. It's also French. It's also practically Italian. It's an international word. Destination, big band, performances by the Zurich Airport Orchestra. And this is great what you've done. It's a self-help, recalling again, this is what you did. You got together during those terrible, depressive days back in 2003, the demise of Swissair, the previously, the flagship of the Swiss pride, the Swiss national airline. I mean, the last thing any normal Swiss or anybody else in the world would imagine was the demise of Swissair. And it must have been a terribly difficult period for all of you psychologically and professionally. And you pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, as we say, and you created this band, which still continues today, and it's highly professional. My compliments, Urs, to you and all the band members. And there are 16 cuts on here. We heard the beginning before, one of them. Thinking of the classic big band, to take us out, I would like to play number 4 on the CD, the theme from Mr. Lucky by Henry Mancini. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, Bob. Thanks very much.
And thank you, Urs Brütsch, a member of the Zurich Airport Orchestra. And that CD, again, available at the usual places like Amazon, also at Zurich Airport. If you're there, support these people. It's a volunteer organization. They don't get rich on it. It just helps to pay for their uniforms and for their activities. Urs Brütsch, thank you so much. And let's go out with the Mr. Lucky theme. For Switzerland in Sound, this is Bob Zanotti.
Thank you.
If you want more information about Switzerland in Sound, check them out online at www.switzerlandinsound.com.